to all. Amen. You know, I was just thinking and ruminating on, I don't know, I don't keep dates, and it's just my own bad side. But I don't know how long we've been on with the School of Miracles. 5 years? Seriously? No. No, it could be. I don't know. I admitted to you that me, I don't know. Eh? No, we didn't start at Magrelos. We started here, as far as I can remember. You know, but there is a vision behind it. You know, one flip side of it, of course, is that you want to see more people come. And one of the reasons is not because of numbers alone, but it's because that I see people, I minister to people who are challenged, need a miracle, need a healing. And sometimes I'm like, they know about this meeting, but they don't come. You know, some can't come. That's okay. That's fine. But some people just won't bother. And some won't bother until they happen to need something. You know, and that's totally against the vision of the School of Miracles. The School of Miracles is not just to have miracles happen, but it's also to ensure that you don't need miracles. Amen. It's also to ensure that your faith is built always in such a way that you never get to the place where you are in trouble and you can't find the way out. And in fact, where you are able to even help other people who might be sick, who might be in trouble, might need a miracle. You are able to, you know, somebody said that everybody's going to need faith for miracles, you know, whether for yourself or for somebody, a loved one around you. Someday, sometime, everybody is going to need a faith for miracles. And it says if you wait till you need it before you get it, you are probably too late. Amen. And that's the whole essence. That's the essence of our coming together like that. I mean, ordinarily, it'll be... You go to Mark chapter 8. That's actually the scripture that's been on my heart. But not just that. I also felt like we take, you know, we talk about and take a few testimonies. Is that okay? A few testimonies about, particularly about the School of Miracles. Amen. And that how that has helped. But yeah, maybe I should deal with Mark chapter 8 first. Mark chapter 8 from verse 22. Mark 8:22, and there's just something awesome and special about God's presence. You know, when you say something is a teaching meeting, there's a grace for it. Not just a grace to teach, but there's a grace to understand. Amen. When you say that it's a worship meeting or service, there's a grace for it available. So whatever we call it, God releases the grace to be able to enjoy that particular thing and have that particular thing. And when we say the School of Miracles, there's a tangible manifest presence and power of God, even much more than in other services, that usually becomes manifest in the School of Miracles. So Mark chapter 8, are you there? Verse 22, it says, then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Then he sent him away to his house saying, neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town. You know, one of the overriding thoughts I've had, you know, was the fact that no matter what it is that we might have, God is not going to leave you the way you are. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But God's will, God's desire is that I don't remain the way I am. God's desire is that I get well. Okay? It doesn't matter. Miracles, in fact, there was... A while ago, I was studying, and I was inspired, you know, around what I called, you know, and maybe teach it or preach it sometime, what I called ordinary miracles. And, of course, you know, that's what do they call that in literature? That's an oxymoron, is it? It's to ordinary miracles, because there's nothing ordinary about a miracle. But the thought that was coming to me was about that guy whose son was sick and who went to see Jesus. And when he went to see Jesus, Jesus said, "Go, your son is well." And then the man turned and just left. And when he was about getting home, he met the people he left at home, and they said, your son is well, is better, you know. And he inquired of them. So the guy was very inquisitive. He wanted to be sure what happened. So he inquired of them, and he said, "At what hour?" The Bible uses the word, he said, "At what hour did he begin to recover?" And they told him the hour. And he knew it was the hour when Jesus said, "Go, your son lives." And the point is that it's one of those very rare incidents, in fact, I think the only one, where the Bible uses the word that he began to recover. You understand? But it was still a miracle. The boy was dying. You understand? So the fact that he wasn't well instantly, completely well instantly, didn't remove the miracle. It was a recovery. But he was not meant to recover. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He was dying. And the idea was to say that we need to understand that miracles come in many shades, many fashions. And in this place, I don't recall where. Okay, on the Compass Fellowship also, we had a testimony service last Sunday. And people were sharing. And some people said, you know, it's just amazing the kind of miracles that they've experienced, you know, in our gatherings. And we've seen different shades of occurrences. We've seen God move in different ways. We've seen the spectacular. We've seen the simple. Amen. And we shouldn't take any of those for granted. If it's a spectacular, great. If it's simple and looks like a recovery, it's a miracle all the same. Even if you want to call it an ordinary miracle. Are you following what I'm saying? And there are things that maybe you've been told, you know, this can happen. I'm reading a book on prayer and fasting by Maya Shafda. And he was giving testimony of his mother. You know, when his mother was, he's an Indian Hindu who got converted and is a minister of the gospel. And he said back then, you know, one of those times his mother had bone cancer. And she had been giving up. There was nothing they could do about it, you know, really. And he prayed. And the woman began immediately to amend. The fact that he didn't disappear instantly didn't mean anything. He was even across the world when he fasted and prayed for her. But the fact that this is something that is not supposed to happen at all. Sometimes it's that it might happen, but it's going to take a long time. But it's taking a shorter time than it should. Are you still with me? I said, are you still there? So over time, we've seen things. Here in Mark chapter 8, as we read, the Bible says that they brought this blind man to Jesus, begged him to touch him. And the first thing he did was he pulled him aside and took him outside the city. Why? Because miracles don't happen everywhere. Are you with me? Miracles don't happen everywhere. There's an atmosphere for miracles. There is a place and a people with whom miracles can happen. He took him away from the midst of a mixed multitude. If you remember, there was the girl who had also died. And when he got in there, what did he do? He chased everybody out. Why? Because you don't want an atmosphere filled with unbelief. He said when he got there, he met the people crying. And crying and crying and crying. And they expected him to join them in crying. But when he got there, what he said to them was, "Don't worry, the girl is just sleeping." And then the people were crying, got angry at him. They stopped crying. Are you with me? So he knew that you can't have a miracle in that atmosphere. Are you with me? I'm saying to you that it doesn't happen everywhere. It's one of the reasons why I'm quite selective of where I go. I'm quite selective. It's also one of the reasons why I like being in church every time I can be. Because if you're in the right place at the right time, there's an atmosphere. Are you hear what I'm saying? That causes things to happen. Sometimes you are waiting for a direction, and I'm just sitting there and I'm just listening. I'm hearing things sometimes beyond what the preacher is preaching about. Are you following what I'm saying? You know, for instance, we had what's it called now? With Dr. Esco, the anniversary service, and I was talking about what family dynamics, marriage, and all of that. My notes don't point to marriage because I was hearing things. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I was hearing things. There's an atmosphere where those things happen, where somebody can teach marriage and you're hearing about the next step for your business. They asked him to pray for the guy. He first took him away. Are you with me? You have to be in the right place at the right time. There are people even who have, in fact, the last time I was in Ibadan, I was ministering. There was a lady, you know, a minister to. God spoke him heavily on her. In fact, some of the things I was prophesying on her, even me, I was afraid of what I was saying. But I knew the hand of God was heavy. And what struck me was after she was saying, she came to see me and was telling me, she said, you know, I didn't want to come to church. You understand? I didn't want to come to church. So she would have missed out on being in that atmosphere. She said, I spent all day yesterday sulking and just depressed and what have you. And this morning I didn't want to come to church. Somehow I came. Look at somebody, say, somehow I will keep going. Say it like you mean it. Say it and say, somehow I will keep going. Years ago, I was in medical school. I was facing a dire situation. I was going to be bad from writing an exam on a Monday morning. And we came to fellowship on a Friday. And you can imagine what's running my head. You know, but I have to be there. So I sat there. And when I sit there, I'm listening to everybody and I'm absorbing both the words and the presence of God. And as I sat there, somebody began to testify and shared and said something. I don't even remember what the testimony really is anymore, but I remember what the person said. And said, it's something about, it's like God parting the Red Sea. Oh my God. That was Rema. That was God talking to me directly. When those words came out, I heard God speaking to me. And all of a sudden, my fears were gone. My worries were gone. I wasn't worried anymore that I was going to be stopped from writing that exam on Monday morning. This was Friday night. I was not able to read before then. I went back. I was joyful. I was cheerful. I began to study for my exam. I went there on Monday morning. There was a bunch of us who were going to be bad. I went there on Monday morning, went into the exam hall, wrote the exam. Nobody said anything. Nobody bad anybody. And I had no clue what had happened. Other than I knew that God said he will part the Red Sea. That's all I knew. It took a long time afterwards when I was with somebody and we were just gisting about events. We were colleagues, but it was in fellowship. And we were talking about events. And this guy said to me, and he began to talk about that event where so many of us were going to be banned from writing the exam. And he then began to say, what happened? You know, and he said, no, there was one very senior person in that department who came there and saw that they were going to stop so many students from writing the exam, and the man went to the College of Medicine and withdrew that list and said, never. And he told the HOD, he said, you cannot do it. He said, and the guy withdrew the list. He said, no way, you can't do this to them. And that was the end of the matter. So I was then telling the guy what happened, and the guy said, you were one of them. He said, no wonder. No wonder the thing just disappeared like that. But the truth was, of the matter was what? I was in the right place at the right time. Are you with me? The Bible says he took the blind man by the hand, led him out of town. There are many times you need to watch. I was listening to Mark Hankins. He said his wife had a brain tumor. I think it was inoperable. You know, when you say inoperable, it means that the doctors have looked at it, done all their investigations. They looked at where it is and all of that, and they decided this one, the risk is too high if we operate. I think it was inoperable. And he said she was right there in the hospital in ICU on admission. He said, and he put a note there that no unbelief allowed on the door. He said, and he put somebody on the door and gave the person a list. These are the only people that can come in here. He said, because I will not allow anybody to bring unbelief into the space. got miraculously healed of a brain tumor. He said, but I would not allow anybody. I don't care who they are. I told the person, if you don't see those, the name here, even if it's the auntie's auntie, whatever, tell them no way. It's not allowed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said, are you there? The school of miracles is to build our faith. That's the purpose. That's why we're having it. And that's why we are still having it, except God says don't. Is that you'll keep hearing things along the line of faith and miracles, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. The Bible says he led him out of the town, and when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. I mean, there are methods, and God works miracles by diverse methods. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 was telling us that, verse 7, he said there are many gifts. He said, but the manifestations of the Spirit are given to every man to profit with all. So there's profiting. Every time there's a manifestation of the Holy Ghost, there is profiting. Whether you know what is going on, whether you understand what the prophet is or not, but something happens. Are you there? Every encounter with the glory of God changes you for the better. Every encounter changes you for the better. So every time God's power comes on you, something gets better on your inside, and you better believe it. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, I think the last verse is the one that says, now, as we behold the glory of God as in a mirror, what happens? It says we are transformed into the same image. So every time you encounter the glory of God, a change happens on your own inside that changes you into the same thing. Hallelujah. You know, every time I think about it, I think of that scripture. I think of scriptures like Romans 8:11 that says the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal body. Every time I think of such scriptures, I say to myself, there's something working inside me. Something is constantly working inside me. It doesn't matter what the diagnosis you might give me today is. I keep reminding myself that even right now, something is working inside me. Are you there? That's bringing about a positive change, one step at a time, morning, noon, and night. Whether I'm awake or I'm asleep, something is happening in me. And every time I come to church and I sit in this kind of service, something is happening in me. This is the only time, the only record we have. You know, there are about just a few miracles that were individual miracles that were recorded in detail about Jesus. John told us that if they recorded everything that he did, even the world would not contain the books. But God specifically highlighted or spotlighted a few encounters in details so that we can learn certain things. And this is the only one where, even though we heard that he healed the blind, this is the only time we heard that he spit. He spit on the blind man's eyes. Why? Because God's methods vary. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 tells us that. It tells us that there are many gifts, but the same Spirit. It says there are many methods, but the same God working in or through them all. Are you with me? So we don't get stuck also on methods. Some people would have started what? Spitting Ministry Incorporated. Because Spit, I opened a Spitting Ministry International. But God has many methods. Are you with me? One of the things also listed there said that he laid his hands upon him. I always say that the ministry of the laying of hands is a fundamental in the body of Christ. Hebrews chapter 6 tells us that. It's a fundamental. You will see it again and again and again. I was in a place years ago and I went and I had a healing line. I was laying hands on people. And when I finished, a gentleman came to me and said, thank you. I said, what for? He said, it's a long time since I saw the ministry of the laying on of hands. He said, and it was just a blessing. I'd also say a mister somewhere and I was laying hands on people, and afterwards there was somebody who came up to minister, and I could sense that it was almost competitive, and he felt like he needed to show me that he could minister without laying hands. And I thought, no, we've seen all that also, but the ministry of laying on of hands is fundamental. Are you with me? But that's just one way. It's not the only way that God does his miracles. That's why he spit on this one, but he didn't spit on that other blind people. Are you with me? Sometimes all you have and all you need, according to the book of Psalms, is that he sends his words and you are healed. You know, there was a time, yes, how long ago was that? When I asked people who just discovered that something they had was gone and they had not testified about it. And two people testified about something similar. You know, one was a guy who said every time he had a bath, he itched terribly. And he itch and itch and itch and itch. And so taking a bath itself was scary. And he said, but just being around, he just realized one day that he wasn't itching anymore. And he even tried it out, had a bath here. Of course, not during service. He said, but when he realized that something had changed, he did it. One was somebody else, similar also, who said, you know, I take drugs not to itch every day. I was shocked because I didn't know. He said, I take drugs not to itch every day. He said, if you shook my hand a bit hard, I begin to itch. He said, but it's gone. So he sent his word and heal them. Things happen. God moves in various ways. Amen. And many times, we might even have forgotten the things that he has done. Like I said, I mean, tonight I wanted us to say a few things about what God has done. You know, again, I remember, I was remembering also today, one of those days, it was a Sunday morning. This wasn't School of Miracles, but it was a Sunday morning. And I was just reminding Grandpa, and I said, remember the things that you have seen and experienced so that you can lay hold on the things you want. We mustn't forget the things God has done. Are you hearing what I'm saying? David's encouragement came from remembering the bear and the lion. You know, if you forgot the bear and the lion, Goliath would be intimidating. But because he remembered the bear and the lion, Goliath was like one of them. So he just said, you will just be like one of them. When they were passing through the Red Sea, God told them, he said, after it has parted and your people have gone through, he said, I want you to pick 12 stones from the place. Pick 12 stones. He said, and those 12 stones you will keep in the ark, you keep in the temple. He said, so that every time your children ask you, and he said, what are these stones? You will have to recount the story of how the Red Sea parted. God was saying, you must ensure that nobody forgets the miracle. Are you with me? And I mean, I remember that day called and he said, my back, I couldn't walk. I've not been walking all week and blah, blah, blah. You know, when you get to church, pray for me. And I said, can you make it to church by any means? And he did and came just at the end as we're closing. And we're praying for him. And somebody said, he's at the back. You know, I just arrived. And went and prayed with him. And he began to move immediately without support. His friend who came began to scream and jump that this is incredible. But that was the beginning. And I was telling him, I said, you know, you went to the hospital and they said this is what they need to do. They need to have surgery, you need to do this, you need to do that. And of course, when you do all those surgeries, also the percentage spinal cord is not very, very high. They might tell you it's 50-50. But you have gone through something very serious, you know, and all that. So we looked at everything, we concluded can be done. I said, but you sat with God's word. You sat with books on healing and everything is gone. Are you with me? God works in various ways. Hallelujah. And God has worked in various ways. Sometimes just a word of knowledge. You know, you came and the word of knowledge was given and bam, it was you and immediately that thing was gone. No touching, nothing. Just the word of knowledge. Bringing about the manifestation of the gifts of healings. Verse 24 of Mark chapter 8. Well, verse 23, I said, when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up, verse 24, and said, I see men like trees walking. Then he put his hands on his eyes again. And I hear you say again. I made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Really, the bottom line of even what, apart from, you know, some of the things I've said, the bottom line overriding thing on my mind tonight is that God won't leave you until you see clearly. You know, he won't leave you until everything is the way it should be. Are you following what I'm saying? You might be seeing men like trees. It's a little better now. I feel better. Thank God for the better. We must recognize the better. Amen? Because the better is a sign that you're on the line to recovery. But don't stop. Amen? Don't stop, because God is not willing to stop until everything is perfectly restored the way it should be. That's why I thought John and verse 3 is a very favorite verse. And it says what? Beloved, I wish above all things that that your soul prospers and you be what? In health. In health. Be in health means that you are in a state of total well-being. God won't stop until he gets you in that state. And you shouldn't stop either. Thank God for improvements. Amen. But God says, I want you to be totally restored. Let's read Job chapter 8. Before I stop and we might take some testimonies. Job chapter 8. Are you there? Job 8 and verse 20. It says, behold. Behold means what? Take a good look. Behold means consider very well. Behold means look at it very, very well. And know that God will not cast away the blameless, nor will he uphold the evildoers. He will yet fill your mouth with laughing and your lips with rejoicing. What's he saying? He said, look, until God restores, because we're talking about Job. He said, until God restores you to the place where you are laughing, where everything is fine and you are just rejoicing. He said, God won't stop until he gets you there. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what the environment is like. You stay with God. You cooperate with God. You agree with God and act like what God said is true. That's what faith is. Faith is an act. Amen. Faith is an act. Just act like what God said is true. Keep expecting it. Keep expecting it. And keep talking it. And keep behaving like it is happening for you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. 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 Thank you for all the awesome things you've done. Thank you for the work you are doing. It says, God, he who started a good work in you will complete it. Hallelujah. He will complete it. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Can we take a few testimonies about the School of Miracles? Anybody? Let's take one or two. We're running out of time. Yes, sir. Anybody else? So I know where we're going.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. It's a whole lot. The School of Miracles have been a great blessing to me personally in so many ways. One of them I want to mention is I remember vividly that when one time someone was teaching and he talked about how, yes, even in the place of ministering, I think then he was talking about prophecy and all that, and then he was talking about the gifts, and he said, yes, there's a tendency that you could give a message or something, and don't be scared, even if you get it wrongly, even if you put it wrongly. I still remember Reverend Tokes, I think she won't talk about that also, even in Bible school. And So something happened. I had an experience, one of those meetings, and after which, I know I laughed about it. So Pastor Noah sent me a message, and I took it that, okay, because then I was praying for something, and then when he sent that message, I didn't even know that he said I should post it in the group. So it's a program, like a course. So I went, applied for the program and did the program. It was a 3 months program, and I did it. And months after, so I said to him, I said, okay, I'm doing this, you know, this, that. And I said, I didn't ask you. He said, I only said you should post it in the group so that those who are interested would. And I'm like, and I went to do this program for 3 months. But guess what? I didn't feel bad about it. I was telling myself that maybe I didn't get the message. But then I still kept my heart open, because that feeling of regret would also affect you in other aspects. Because when other things would come, you will shut your heart like, okay, no, it's not this. This is what he's trying to say. And why I'm saying this is that some few months down the line, another thing happened that this time he didn't say directly, but somehow I perceived this in my spirit that I should do this. And he discussed something with my wife, and then passively she just mentioned it. And that thing, I was just about keying in. And as soon as I heard it from my wife that this is that, I just keyed in. And guess what happened? Right now, that move help shape what I'm even doing right now, to the point that is the core, is the center of, it's just forming a very strong, solid base for what I'm doing, giving me clear direction. And in so many ways, that's how God works. I've just seen the hand of God clearly giving me direction from not ignoring. Whereas even sometimes, just like Satan said about the program that just passed, somebody's talking about marriage. It's a program centered on marriage, but you're just getting messages from other angles and other aspects. It happens to me a whole lot. Sometimes Satan or Pastor Emma will stand here and they are teaching, and I am getting something. My notes is just like 3 pages full from everything. Like, when I go back home, I begin to see that they've actually, even in the message talking about something else, they've dabbled into marriage, talk about business, talk about other aspects that is directly speaking to my life and helping me. Amen. So I found out that School of Miracles, and also several times when I come into meetings, I practically come into meetings with 1 or 2 issues, and I always get them solved. Like tonight, I had a terrible pain. Now, I can't even remember which of the legs, but I had a very terrible pain when I was coming down from Keke. But as soon as I stepped in, that's when after I finished praying, I walked down here and came back. I found I couldn't feel the pain anymore. It happens, it's like almost every time. Sometimes pastor has not even preached in School of Miracle. Sometimes he has not even made altar call or laid hands yet. But just in the meeting, in the place of the opening prayer, in the place of the worship, I just get healed. Bam! It just comes like that. Sometimes, so I feel that that shock, that electrifying feel on my hand, and I just knew. I just sensed it. I said, "Lord, yes, you're taking care of this right now." And it just happens. That man has not laid, and Pastor Emma has not even laid hands. But sometimes that it just gets taken care of. And honestly, I've been blessed in so many ways. My marriage also has experienced God in a very different dimension. Very different dimension. It's just so awesome. I can't just count them all. And then the most important part of it is that God has also helped me to, and of course that's one of the focus of School of Miracles. God has also helped me to learn to extend it to other people. So sometimes I walk, because I literally go to Kwagwan almost every day, except I'm not around or I'm at work. And then I'm just coming out of the boat, and somebody just cornered me and said, Pastor, please, I need you to pray for me. They just gave me a message that this and that. And I just, at that corner, we just pray. And then I hear miracles, I hear testimonies later, healing, so many things. God has also taught me to extend it. It's not for me to keep. And that's the focus of School of Miracles, so that we also administer. We also minister this also to people. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Okay. Just stand a little bit. Stretch. Amen. Stand a little bit. God's presence is strong. Amen. Yes, please come.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Looking back on how School of Miracles has really blessed and impacted me. So for me, it has been God's word coming and being taught. And maybe hearing as either a set man or pastor, MY preaching, and even as they are saying one thing, just like Setman was saying, that you are saying something else, particularly addressing something pertaining to you. And then one personal testimony for me this year was School of Miracles has also been an opportunity where we hear testimonies, where we see miracles that happen that actually ignite our faith and we're able to believe. And there was a time I heard a testimony about somebody that had a message or a word of knowledge that Setman gave. They were listening to the message after and they had that exact same condition and they were healed. So that's someone listening to a message after it had been preached, after. So and then that did something in me, and there was a School of Miracles that was this year, and I told my wife that this condition that I have, I'm going to School of Miracles, I'm going to come back and it's going to be gone. And it's something personal that I Yoruba will say that is just my cross to bear, that sort of thing. Since I've been young, I've had that condition. So it's just one of those things. The Yoruba also call it Shugmo. So, but I said that, you know, hearing that testimony just felt like the School of Miracles. I believe that once I go and I come back, this condition is going to go. And it wasn't until weeks after, I just discovered that, oh, wait a minute, this thing is not happening again. That stopped happening. And that's just one of the different things. And then sometime last year too, School of Miracles has been, in the heat of when God is moving, as he loves to move, when God is giving an assurance. So there was a time that Pastor Emory gave a word, that was last year, about somebody that wants to go for an interview. So it wasn't like I was not prepared for an interview, I know, but it's one of those things where you are already prepared for the interview, but hearing that God has you in mind, there's a sort of, it's like a seal. That's just go. Just forget about everything. Everything is going to go. And that was how everything just played out. Everything went perfect. So, and that is what we're experiencing. School of Miracles. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want to pray with you. I sense a tangible, and it's in line with what you just said. Things that you have accepted. Things you have accepted. God is saying no. God is saying no. And the tangible healing anointing has come strong on my hand. God is saying no. God's power is coming on you. The Bible says himself took our sickness and our infirmities. Some things are not exactly sickness, but they're infirmities. One calls them disease. Disease means whatever makes you not to be at ease. I feel that current flowing. And you know God had you in mind when he said that. Father, thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your powers getting strong and stronger, flowing like the waves right through her, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Total overhaul. Total overhaul. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Getting stronger. And getting stronger. And getting stronger. Thank you, dear Holy Spirit. Thank you for increasing that voltage. Thank you for increasing that voltage. It burns out every infirmity. That spirit of infirmity, we command it, be gone by the power of God and in the name of Jesus. Be gone. I lose God's power all over you. I lose God's power all over you. Yeah, I lose God's power all over you. I lose God's power all over you. Just take it in. Just release yourself and just take it in. That's God's power coming on you. And it's going deep down, even from the marrows of the bone to the blood system. Oh, thank you, dear Lord. Walk in the things that only He can. Walk in the things that only He can. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even the things that only you knows, but He knows. He's reaching deep down to those things and fixing every single one of them. 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 Yeah, He's a good God. He's a good God. Fixing every single thing. Fixing every single thing. Fixing every single thing. Fixing every single thing. Yeah. God's power is going, flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Increase that voltage more and more. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it go through every body system. Yeah, go through every body system. Go through every body system. Every body system. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, let Him do His work. Let Him do His work. Let Him do His work. There are things that only He can do. And He is doing them. He's doing them tonight. 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 Just let Him. He's doing them tonight. Let Him. Let Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wow. You know that word is for you. That God is, He won't stop until there's total restoration. He won't stop. That word is for you. He won't stop. He keeps walking. 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 And He won't stop until He brings you to that place of perfect soundness. They said in the book of Acts, they said, It is by the name of Jesus that this man has this perfect soundness. This perfect soundness. God is bringing you to that place of perfect soundness. perfect soundness. You wonder why his power comes on you all the time? Because he's bringing you to the place of perfect soundness. Perfect soundness. So he's bringing you to that place where nothing missing, nothing broken. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Where you can say, in fact, there's nothing to say other than this must have been God. This must have been God. This must have been God. Father, we give you praise tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It says that he crowns the year with his goodness. He crowns the year with his goodness. Meaning that as you reach the end of the year, his goodness increases. His goodness increases. Miracles, signs and wonders, provision, protection, guidance. He crowns the year with his goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Toby, 2025 will be clear. You're wondering direction. Yeah, but there will be serious clarity. And even when you don't know, you will take steps that are perfectly in his will. There's no missing it. There's no chance of missing it. No chance. Yeah, you'll get it clear. You wonder, what do we do next year? You know, what do we, you'll get it right. You get it right. You will know certain things very clearly. This is the step to take. Certain other things, you just walk in them unconsciously. But conscious or unconsciously, you'll be in the perfect will of God. Psalm 37 verse 23, it says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He orders your step perfectly in 2025. You know exactly what to do, when to do it, how to do it. So worry not, that's what it means. Worry not. Have no anxiety. Have no fear. Have no worry. But know that the path of a righteous man shines brighter and brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Father, thank you. Let's just give him praise tonight. Do we have any other testimonies? We have any other?
Praise God. It's just me testifying of God's goodness always. I remember when there was a time I was never able to attend Thursday services, nor was I even able to attend School of Miracles. But throughout this year, I don't think I've missed any. And every time there's a renewal, it's like a renewal. And I've had so many experiences of healing, of God ministering to me, and taking me to another level of relationship with him. So I just want to thank him for his grace, his mercy, and always, always being faithful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The online audience too can send us message and testify. And write, you know. They can also write something on Facebook, on Insta, whatever, or send an email. Just let us know.
Amen. I just want to thank God for School of Miracles. I remember like 2, 3, or 4 years ago. Whenever it's December, I always fall sick. Every December, I don't miss it. It has become numb. And Papa Sajiri can testify. You know, I fall sick every time. So there was one School of Miracle grandma. I can't remember her grandma. She gave a testimony and she said she was just at home and she was trusting God for some money. And maybe her son or something just called and, you know, sent the exact money that she was expecting or she needed at that time. So I now told God, I said, God, if you can do this, me too. I don't want to be falling sick, especially during my birthday week. I wish I was sick. So I just told God that, okay, please do this for me. And ever since then, I can't remember when I just want to give thanks to God for, because School of Miracle is always a miracle for me every time, anytime. Once if I have a day, can I step into this place? The headache will just go. I just want to give thanks to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise tonight. Let's thank him for, you know, the whole year and the School of Miracles, his word, his power, the things that he does. Let's show him how grateful we are. We don't take anything for granted. He's a good God. He's a good God. The supply of the Spirit. Let's thank him for it. Lord, we're grateful. Thank you for 2024. Thank you for all of the School of Miracles in 2024. Thank you for all of the testimonies. Thank you because you have blessed us immensely, one and all, immensely. You've spoken to us, you've touched us, you've gone into our situations and turned things around. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you also for utterance that you're giving the ministers to minister in all the School of Miracles. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit that have been in manifestation. Thank you for your power that's been in manifestation. We don't take any of that for granted. We're grateful. We're really grateful. We're grateful that you do the things you do amongst us. Take all the glory, all the praise in Jesus' name.